Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transitional page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, maybe we need to bring this back. Giving women tickets for wearing bikinis the way that we see this police officer giving a woman ticket in 1957 on an Italian beach. Imagine how beachgoers must have been shocked back then with women wearing nothing more than what appeared to be underwear. These days, a woman wearing this to the beach would be conservative compared to what I've seen women wearing to the mall or at my local Walmart in recent years. How about instead of this, we bring back women who are capable of fitting into a bikini? Up next, that beaver and pussycat definitely don't see the resemblance. But to the Arby's roast beef sandwich, it's like looking into a mirror. Luckily for me, I've never seen a woman with the outie lips before. I think I'd be scared to see a monster like that. As for the term beaver, it's probably called that because of a visual resemblance to a dam. And what's hiding inside of the dam? The beaver. Up until recently, women left their fur untouched. It used to be wet and furry, too. Number three, women are getting bigger, and who the hell is this? Looks like Lana Del Rey. Someone should have told her to eat pizza responsibly and not get to the size that Pierce Brosnan finds attractive. These days, the majority of women in their 20s are already 200 plus pounds. So it must be heaven for the former James Bond star. In the past, when food was expensive and most women were thin, for some reason, fat women were seen as attractive. Moving on now, the divorce rumors are swirling for Selena Gomez and Benny Biano, the truth finally comes out. That he's a good-looking guy after all, and all he really needed was a haircut. I wouldn't be surprised if she just had him grow it out like that so that other women wouldn't find him attractive. Women do that. They fan you up or dress you up like a nurse so that other women hate you. It's all part of their mate-guarding strategy to keep a good man. They make you look unattractive, and at some point they find you unattractive as well. And it's all their own doing. Number 5, if you spend $500 on something and it's on sale, where the original price was $800, you didn't save money. You spent it. Most people are too stupid to realize this. But this does make sense if you're buying something that you were already planning on purchasing anyway. I needed to get vitamins, and they're on sale for $30 usually. One day I saw them for $25. So in that case, technically I did save $5, but you only save on needs and not wants. Up next, female nature plus women working plus birth control equals human extinction. People say that female hypergamy is a form of eugenics and a filter for the best men, that it's nature's selection tool, but that only works if women can get pregnant from sex. Most guys are too tired to compete for women when they have corn on their phone, which provides easy and instant sexual release. I've said too many times that the only hope for humanity at this point is artificial wombs. Number 7, Canadians are asked if they're better off financially than their parents. One guy says that's a good question, and then he proceeded to go upstairs and ask them. Obviously a brokey basement dweller. Although I know guys my own age that fail to launch and still live with parents, but have multiple properties, luxury cars, and piles of precious metals. How do you think they got all those things? By living with parents. That's how. Moving on, this penthouse pet is accused of stealing from her sugar daddies, and apparently there are a bunch of victims who couldn't or wouldn't go to the cops. Of course they won't. They don't want to be embarrassed by having everyone know that someone stole from them. Plus, if these guys were wealthy enough, they don't care. It's the cost of doing cooch business. What's really scary is how much the photo on the right is edited compared to what she looks like on the left. She looks like a guy with boobs and fake up. Number 9, remember that just because you live in a Western democracy doesn't mean you have freedom of speech. In Germany, 300 criminal cases have been opened against people who insulted the Chancellor on the internet. This is why the First Amendment is so important in the United States, so that you can't be a criminal simply for insulting the President or other public figures. This just proves that he's a narcissist and can't handle being insulted, which is a narcissistic injury. Up next, there are photos of Amber Turd floating around on the internet, waiting to get flushed, as she's 40 now with 3 kids. Yeah, nobody cares. 40-year-old single mom that shits the bed. All I see is borderline personality disorder and 3 children that'll soon become transgender as a sacrifice so she can make her way back to Hollywood. She didn't even carry those kids herself. She hired surrogates, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of them were actually Elons. Number 11, apparently there's a private group for transbeans only. Isn't that just called being gay with extra steps? Hormones, makeup, and cosmetic surgery. Crazy to think that men aren't allowed into this group, but men dressed up as females are. That's discrimination. Why do they need space of their own when they have Grindr? George Orwell would describe this as doublethink. Moving on, this guy says, thank God, the good guys won WW2, so that he now has to pay tax to a government that wants to ethnically replace him. I wonder if these guys would have fought if they knew that they were giving up their lives so that Europe would become Africa one day. My thinking is that if you could go back in time and show these guys what would happen to their countries, they'd join the Germans. Canadians didn't fight in WW2 for Canada to become India 2.0. Number 13, here's what houses look like in 2010 versus 2026. I thought this is in South Africa, but I realize that there would have been electrified barbed wire and bars on the windows. Not to worry though, if the UK continues its current course, this place will eventually look like that as well. And you know, when the enrichment process is complete, this is what the low-income immigrant family will eventually do to it. Up next was Walmart right to fire her. She pushed an ICE agent in Minnesota to save her undocumented friend. She's not the victim. She's aiding a criminal friend by assaulting a government agent. They're law enforcement agents. You don't just push cops around and expect to get away with it. She got off light just losing her job and spending a night in jail. They could have charged her. Unfortunately, the word consequences has too many letters for women's minds to wrap around. Number 15, here's the drop in ship traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. The stock market sees this bad news and starts to skyrocket, even though there'll be fertilizer and fuel shortages globally for the next year. It's also an oil shock, and eventually, if history is any indication, there'll be a recession in 6 to 12 months. People in Europe and Asia are being told to stay home and cut their energy consumption. Airlines are also cutting flights due to fuel shortages, but Mr. Market doesn't care. Moving on, Adam says that if you're forcing your kids out by 18, then you're falling for the psyop by the central banks to make more people take out mortgages, pay rent as well as all the other expenses of living on their own. The math for kicking your kids out at 18 is no longer mathing. Also, if you're wondering why people aren't marrying younger, it's because in the past moving out at 18 was also the average age of marriage. Today it's closer to 28. Number 17, as of this coming December, guys in America will be automatically registered for the draft. That's not a bad thing because men had to register anyway and it wasn't automatic. But what about the women? Will they ever have to register? Probably not. Also, I wonder if Gillette sends you a free razor once you've been registered. I think this story is just rage bait to try and piss men off. Many don't realize they had to register before anyways. Up next, remember guys to put all your assets in your mother's name if you don't want to lose them in a divorce. This so-called high-value woman divorced her husband and was shocked to realize that nothing was in his name. And the icing on the cooch cake is that he also resigned his job and her attorney doesn't want to take her case, because it's a waste of time and they won't get any money out of it. This woman feels like she wasted her time. Men are adapting to the rigged dating and marriage market, and women are blaming the manosphere. Sorry, cupcake. Number 19, people are saying that this is dating in 2026. Actually, it's more like dating in 2016. For some reason, I hardly see any fan women on dating apps these days in Canada. There were way more in the United States and Florida when I was there earlier in the year. If you don't know that fat women take close-up photos in their dating apps, then you haven't been paying attention now, have you? On dating apps, I'm getting 10 times more matches these days than I used to in 2015, but I think that they're just bots. Moving on, check out this insanity with Fortune saying that people in Gen Z want several part-time jobs instead of a single full-time job. Although I don't think it's insane, actually. If you lose one of your part-time jobs or income sources, then you're not destitute, because you've diversified your income sources and haven't put all your eggs in one basket. I've been doing that with photography gigs, freelance video editing, YouTube, and investing income for decades now, so I fully understand this. Number 21, here's the look on your face when a woman tries to bribe you with sex, but you just rubbed one out 15 minutes ago. She has no power over you. I went out on 4 first dates this year and 3 of the women were intimidated by my ability to control my sexual desires. 2 of them told me that specifically. What they really mean is that they can't use sex to control me, and they don't know how to control a man without their cooch and boobs. I think I'm too red-pilled now to fall in love again. Up next, look at this insanity. This BBC anchor is considering raising his kids in India, because he's worried about the big problems in Britain. If he wants to know where those problems came from, then maybe he should be looking in the mirror, or at his own community. The UK, USA, and Canada are losing their best and wealthiest people because of safety reasons and not wanting to live in an enriched society. White folks are also leaving other countries to have a life, and the people in the third world countries aren't happy about it. Number 23, if you're an introvert like me, this is what happens after a few hours of socializing. My favorite part is the relief after socializing is over. It's like a great big weight has been lifted off my shoulders, and I'm free again. For me, the limit is about an hour or two. I used to go to lunch with friends in university and I was exhausted after an hour of socializing and needed to rest the rest of the day and not talk to anyone to feel better. Moving on, a man is put in prison for 8 years because his wife ended herself after they had an argument. If her husband had ended himself, though, I guarantee you that she wouldn't have gone to prison. The person who wrote this headline also needs to go back to grade school. Seems like women can't take accountability for their own actions, even when they end themselves. She was also with him even though he hit her, and also raped younglings. Maybe she should have chose better. Number 25 and the last one, this is why fake-up should be illegal. I think the dude on the right owes me money. I don't think it's Amber Rose, though. The lady on the right looks more like an AI-generated version of Peggy Hill. People are just posting rage bait like this these days to get men to feel good about women hitting them all. I'm still waiting for the day when Charlize Theron looks like she actually did in the film Monster. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.